Good evening, gents. It's Treggs, the founder of 30 Plus Men's Fitness. Hope we're all doing good. Going to bring in a guy in a second called Kieran. Kieran Halfpenny. He's an Irishman. And he joined us. He joined us just under 3 months ago. He's lost almost 3 stone. Here he is.
Yes.
You okay, buddy?
How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, mate. Yeah, yeah. Don't know whether I'll understand
I'm on
you,
the earphones, you know.
I can definitely hear you. How are you?
Ah, that's good.
Kieran, first off, mate, it's great to have you on, buddy. You're looking nice and relaxed there on your bed. That's good to see, mate. Nothing to be nervous about at all. All right. Guys, Kieran joined us.
No. I'm just up from a wee nap, you know.
Good lad. Kieran joined us a couple of months back. We're just going to have a conversation tonight. So first off, Kieran, let's just introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what you do, how old you are, family, etc., etc. The stage is yours.
Hi, my name's Kieran, and I'm not an alcoholic, but, you know. So I'm from Northern Ireland. Bit of a fat fucker at the minute, but not so bad as it was before.
Sure.
Found the online community about September. It was just before September. I was in the group, you know, the normal community. Yeah, the free one. And then I goes, fuck it, I'll sign up for this fat dad, the fit dad. Because it was I was getting lazy around the kids, you know, couldn't even fucking tie my shoes. I always bought shoes that you could slip your feet into.
Right, yeah.
So you wouldn't have to bend down. I noticed that on an airplane, and then it was all, fucking hell, how are you meant to get your hand luggage down under here if you're too fat, you know?
Sure.
No offence to the fat people out there.
No. And mate, it is something I speak to a lot of clients about, and you don't, like, people don't realise the day-to-day struggles, like things like that, like getting on a plane and if you're too big and like you said,
yeah.
It's day-to-day stuff, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about your family, how old they are, what you do for a living, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, I'm a chef and I eat like loads of meals a day.
Sure.
Because I'm greedy. Yeah. I have 3 kids, 8, 7, and 6.
Right.
Wow. 2 boys, 1 girl.
Wow. 8, 7, and 6.
Yeah. It's a long story between the first two, but, you know, we won't get into that there, just in case, for legal reasons, you know. But, anyway, the little girl, she rules the roost. She's the boss.
Sure.
She's the youngest. She's 7.
Sure.
Genuinely, I was lazy, drinking an awful lot, because, you know, as we do as Irishmen, well, as I say. But when you're in a dark place and you're... You use it for an excuse. You use it to help you. You think it's helping you to forget shit.
Yeah.
It's went on in the past or anything like that there. And it becomes too easy to go grab a bottle of vodka rather than a fucking nice salad with chicken and spinach.
So let me ask you this. Like, when you say you were drinking a lot, I mean, like, describe drinking a lot. Because, you know, I work with hundreds, thousands of clients online, in person. And somebody's drinking a lot might be completely different to somebody else drinking a lot. So break that down for us over on a daily,
Well, at one stage, I'd say I go back a couple of years now when it was really bad. I was having I was near as bad as, remember your mate Nigel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was almost as bad as him, but with vodka.
Right.
So at that age, and I was doing a wee bit of training in the gym by myself, actually, but... You would go on, you'd go home, get a vodka, it'd end up near a fucking bottle.
Oh.
You know, this is, and I had to get up the next day for a 12-hour shift also, so.
Spoke to loads of people.
Yeah, but you see, the panic attacks the next day you would get on them would be, like, the next day you would be thinking you're having a heart attack because you're fucking, you know, the palpitations and everything, and you'd be like, what? Jesus, and then you'd go to your wee quiet room in the kitchen and just, like, Don't die. I won't drink no more. But fuck it, you went out again the next night and had a drink.
Sure.
Once I went away. So, yeah. 2 to 3 bottles a week, how was that?
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about it. You get yourself up for work every day. What's your nutrition and hydration like in the day, back then?
Back then, Red Bull, Monster. Sometimes I got some flavoured water because, you know, I wanted to be healthy.
Yeah.
But sausage rolls, burgers, chips, shite, just Chinese, yeah. everything. Sometimes I would have a protein shake, just, you know, because I wanted to be healthy.
Sure.
But yeah. That's it.
Do you know, this is really, so, like, this is the interesting thing, is that a lot of guys I speak to, like, this is not an uncommon thing I hear. It's just a bad habit that a lot of guys have fallen into. And they think they're the only one. Like, trust me, like, I've heard all of this before. Like, you know, guys boozing every day, waking up, feeling like shite, and then just eating shite. Like, and that is, it's quite a common thing I hear. So let me ask you this. Like, what kind of hours were you working? And, like, what was your energy like?
Usually about 50 to 60 hours a week. That's what we do as a chef.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't tell anybody that I'm a chef. So 50 to 60 hours a week. Always the weekends. Like, you never got the weekends off. So to be drunk on a Tuesday afternoon was quite normal, because that would have been my Saturday night.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
But you can use that excuse for so long, and then you realize, Jesus Christ, I can't be doing this shit anymore.
Sure.
You know, when you're grumpy with the kids, you tell the kids, you know, because you're damn with the hangover, basically. And when the kids make too much noise, you tell them all to shut up and, you know, snappy.
Yeah.
And it catches up and then hits you when you're old, like that little bit. When you get a realization, you kind of go, oh, fuck, I shouldn't be doing anything like this. This is not fair. This is their lives. I shouldn't be doing anything.
Yeah.
Not that you're not beating anybody. You're not doing anything wrong. But you just, your attitude when you're eating shit, when you're drinking a load, is just shit.
Yeah. It all manifests, doesn't it? And I think that it's very, like I often say to clients, you're either in good habits or you've got bad habits. And this is quite easy to fall into this. I never, like, have drank to that level, but I remember being in my early 20s and I moved in with my first ever girlfriend for the first time. It was like we had a place. And I was driving a van for a living at the time. I was a self-employed courier for a couple of years. So I'm on my arse all day. I'm up and down the motorway. I'm in and out of, like, service stations getting pasties. And then coming home, having a bath. And, like, she'd bring me, like, a can of lager. And then I'd be sat up eating Doritos. And you're doing it every night. And the next minute you're going, what the fuck? Like, you're going, hang on a second. Like, how did this
Where's
happen?
Where's my pee-pee? I can't see my pee-pee.
Like, yeah, but what I'm saying is that these habits form. And before you know it, you're in a rut, right? It just becomes the norm. Mm-hmm. You're going around with that sort of brain fog, right? You're just knackered.
Definitely. The other week, because I'm being more relaxed in this program than the last program,
sure.
I had a KFC.
Yep.
I woke up the next day, like, I had lots of energy, but fucking hell, I was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was lovely. Now, the KFC was absolutely gorgeous.
Sure.
It was greasy, but the next day it was a load of fucking...
You felt it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't, yeah. It was a hangover off food.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to... I want you to talk about that kind of moment. What before you joined 30 Plus, what was that... Because this is what really interests me, because we always get people that are kind of just watching. They say, I was watching for about a year, yeah. Treggs. I was watching. Then all of a sudden, boom, you made the plunge. What was that point that went, right, I'm going to pay this company some money. I don't even know them. It's online. What made you take that jump?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? It was a split moment thing, and I was sitting, and I was having a few beers, to be honest.
Sure.
And I was sitting, and I was, well, I need to do something. And then I seen, so I followed the link, and then I goes, fuck it, why not? Let's go, bump, hit it, and then... Basically, I needed to do it. So at that moment, I really needed to do something. And the community on the free page is kind of, you know, it's all right, but it's a bit sporadic at times. There's no real, you know, gelling, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
But when I get into that Fat Dad to Fit Dad, oh my God, see the community? Oh, it's top notch.
Yeah.
So, bit of crack, you know, everybody's there. Everybody's on the same.
Yeah.
Journey,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. And it was great. Like, Paul Hope, he's a good fella. He's a banter king.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I couldn't believe his before. Do you see his before and after photographs?
Yeah, he's done really well.
He was like fucking, he's like a big whale. And then he's like, not so big.
Brilliant.
You know?
Brilliant. So look, no, there he is. So look, let me ask you this, right? So you we're going to talk about your results in the first plan because they're some of the best we ever saw. But like literally, you must have read the manual and gone, right, you must have made drastic changes straight away. Because
big time. I read the manual, got the number 5, you know, that there one that says no drinking?
Yeah.
The route, and I was like, oh fuck, because I was having a beer when I was reading the manual.
Yeah.
So where's Fat Mom to Fit Mom? That's next program. So actually I was reading it, but then I read further and I got to the point where it was saying about just clean up your diet, eat more greens, drink more water. I tell you what I do in the morning. Every morning I wake up, I fill a pint of water, drink it, fill the second pint, go sort out the kids and stuff. Well, the wife sorts out the kids and stuff, and I kind of potter about.
Yeah.
And then I go back, have the second. So that's a liter of water down, first thing. And a black coffee, and sometimes I don't even take a black coffee because I'm like, your head's working.
So,
rather than...
So was any of the things that you read in a manual, was it like a big revelation for you? Or was it just that you just needed somebody to tell... Was it like you went, or you just need somebody to tell you what to do?
Well, you've heard, you know, when you go online, you search for everything and you kind of go and you look for the magic pill or the fucking, this is going to work in 2 days. And, you know, like the, what do you call it? I've done one diet before. You know that their aloe vera diet?
Oh, fucking hell.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
It was fucking nightmare. But I done it.
Yeah.
And it was only 6 days, but the 6 days sold me. And I was like... But that's how lazy we are as humans. Yeah. We're just lazy bastards, you know. But so reading it through it, find the greens, neat. See the neat. The neat is unbelievable. I love that there. Mm. I have a good thing for the neat. There's this show on Netflix called The House of Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
You don't even have to fucking move, but your heart rate's going boom, 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 because it's scary.
Brilliant.
I fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, the hydration, the greens, and when you eat loads of protein. For example, I was eating 10 to 12 poached eggs in the morning with half a bag of spinach because I'm hungry.
Yeah, and also as well, you're in the kitchen, right? So you can access all this food anyway, yeah?
Yeah, but you can access all that food. Also, you can access a loaf of bread, a block of butter, and a packet of sausages.
Sure.
So yeah. That's what I used to eat, just for starters.
Yeah.
But really, the book, well, not even, you know what, you don't even have to be a superstar reader to read it because it's so simple.
Yeah.
The rules are laid out. Just eat cleaner, have a higher calorie meal because, see, once you're not restricted to this, if you fall, if you don't eat your protein at the side, if you don't have your post-workout carbs, if you don't have this, then you're like, you're relaxed and go, yes, just give me it.
Yeah.
Eat me a big dinner. So having three or four chicken fillets with a lot of veg, stir fry.
Yeah.
And curry sauce.
Brilliant.
Actually, I got your No Worries Curries book.
Brilliant.
Previous to that there, previous to this workout. And this is what kind of brought me in because reading the introduction and all, you kind of get what's going on.
Yeah.
And it kind of drew us towards like the simple life of 30 plus, to be honest.
So tell us what happened in that first 4 weeks. Tell us about like the physical changes, the mental changes, because like you popped up after like 3 weeks and you'd like, it was ridiculous weight loss. Go on, tell the lads.
Yeah. But the first week I was eating the greens thing and I love bread. So at nighttime I was having 6 eggs and 3 slices. This is still on the 30 plus plan because it was in my calories.
Mm.
6 eggs and 3 slices of, you know, it's like a 50 calorie sliced bread or something. But in my head, I just needed to have a bread.
Yeah.
So for my fix. So I was eating that at night. And then the first 3 days, I was kind of going, he's talking about all this energy. I don't fucking feel no energy. What the fuck's he know? You know, because my brain was trying to get me to eat shit again, you know, like an addiction. Yeah. So I goes, fuck this here. And then next thing you know, the next day I woke up, it was like, hello, everybody. You know, like, In the guys in work, we have Thomas and Vlad. We mess about in work. We're like flipping a bundle of brothers and we like beat the shit out of each other, you know, like when we, you know, a bit of crack, a bit of banter.
Yeah.
And usually I'm dead within about 3 or 4 minutes. But I was kicking their ass all day.
Brilliant.
So, you know, because I had the energy, and yet I was able to go do a workout, and I was able to do flipping cardio. Me doing cardio, I'd done the 5K in 30 minutes the other week. I'd never done a 5K in my life.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? And one Saturday, I actually got up at 7:30, done the live workout. I think it was your burpee workout.
Yeah.
Recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
Bastard. But after that there, I took the kids to play football over in the field. I don't like football, by the way, you know. But the kids, they want to play it. So I went and played that there. I didn't care if it was raining. I didn't care. And for me to do that there was like a massive, massive achievement.
Dude, I remember you posted and you just looked so happy. And
oh, it was brilliant, crack. The kids were like dabbing and, you know.
So what?
It was brilliant.
So what was that? What did that feel like? Because had you sort of made it
very good? And you know, what's that?
Had you made sort of excuses in the past not to be as active?
Oh yeah. Usually, fucking daddy's tired because daddy drunk a special lemonade last night. You know, fucking this shit.
Yeah.
And fair enough. Like now, I still have a couple of beer, but I can factor it in, and it's not a fucking boozy fucking.
Yeah.
You know. Thomas just said he kicks my ass. No, he doesn't. But, so you have a couple of beer and like one Saturday evening, actually in the last of the plan, I had ordered 2 pints of Guinness, you know, for the end of the plan because I'd done so well.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I woke up and I took that photograph and I thought, what the, where'd my belly go? You know, it was like, you know, because in your head, you still say you're a fat fucker. Do you know what I mean? In your head, because that's, what is that there? Something wrong. It's a body dysmorphia or something when you go into the technical terms. But doing that there, and then my wife is like, you know, she would compliment and she would say like things, you're doing really well. And before, like, she'd be giving me a hairy eyeball because I wanted to go get a few beers instead of this here, you know, that way. And you know, you remember the Tabata I showed the wife?
Yeah.
So she enjoyed that for 20 seconds.
So let me ask you this, like, because there might be guys watching this now that can really resonate. Like, I want you to really, like, what was that feeling like when you woke up and you were like, you had energy, and when you could take your kids out to play footy, and when your wife started to notice, like, because let's be fair, right? Like, we all want to, there's not many people I want to impress in this world apart from my kids. That's it. I want to be that hero to them. I don't really give a fuck what many other people think. But when your kids, like, when you can run around with your kids and chase, you've got Nerf guns, like, for me, that's just a great feeling. And I speak to so many guys that they'll say, I used to make excuses, Treggs, for not going down the park, and now I don't. For me, that's the biggest buzz. That's the biggest buzz. So, like, what was that whole feeling like to get that energy? And your missus could, because quite often we talk a good game, don't we? People talk, and I say, look, don't tell me, just show me. Don't talk, do it.
Yeah.
And you actually did it. Like, what was that feeling like, mate?
You know what? It was. I know you've had a few chemical experiences years ago.
Yeah.
Yourself, right?
Yeah.
But do you remember when at the start of the chemical feeling, you started to feel, you know, this is what it feels like all day, every day, when you're eating greens, drinking water, and the kids are smiling. They say I've still got a big belly, but that's Maria. She's a little shit.
Yep.
Oh, no, but I love her, you know. the feeling is of being proud, the feeling of them looking at you.
Yeah.
Smiling and knowing, I even had Ben doing a kettlebell workout with me. Just the swings and plank one.
Yeah.
You know that they're
the kettlebell.
We had him doing that there.
Kettlebell and core workout.
Yes. And because it's simple, you only weigh 2 kilo, but for him to do that with me, usually I'm shy when I'm doing my workouts. I do them in the room by myself away because that's the way I am.
Yeah.
But for him to do that with me and ask about it all the time, and then he was all, oh, my belly was sore all week, and he goes, I think it's my muscles growing, and, you know, he was like, oh, my belly, it was brilliant, you know, the feeling of him doing the workout, the feeling of me around the house. I still need my naps because I'm lazy,
Busy.
But the feeling, like, my wife knows the difference, the ones in work know the difference too.
Yeah.
Because I'm still a but I'm a lovable but, you can bleep that out later.
Yeah, but here's something that's really interesting. What you said then, it was like, you said like the feeling that you get from eating greens,
yeah,
drinking water and moving more is unparalleled. And
yeah,
yet
it's
everybody
stupid, then it works.
Searching the internet, like you said, for this magic pill, when actually
yeah,
it's so simple. It's so bloody simple,
yeah,
and you just need to be guided.
And
you know,
that's it. If you say
I often
hydration,
I say to people,
eat greens,
yeah,
eat protein.
I say to people, just give me 7 days and I want you to drink this amount mm-hmm. of water a day. I want you to pile in the greens. And like, but people,
mm-hmm.
people almost like, oh, I wanted, you know, they would rather me go, right, you've got to have a sip of this potion, then you've got to take this pill,
yeah,
and then you've got to like wear a bin liner and jump up and down, and they, because that's cooler. but it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
so fucking simple, isn't it?
Yeah, I was cooking my spinach in the morning, but you see the braces, it doesn't agree with me. So
sure,
I was eating this fucking bastard. I stand and brushing my teeth and eating eggs and brushing my teeth and eating eggs.
Yeah.
The spinach I take now raw, and it's
yeah,
oh, I love it better rather as a salad,
yeah,
than a cooked down.
Yeah. Listen, I got a client, Andy, who's probably watching this. I've been out to Spain to train with him twice this year. And if we go out for breakfast, he takes a bag of spinach with him and he goes into there and he says, I want spinach in my omelette. Put spinach in everything. Yeah. So look, dude, let me ask you this. Like, how much have you lost to date? Where are you now on this journey? And, yeah, fill us in on that.
Yeah, so I'm 2 stone down from 19.
Right.
I've maintained over the second program,
yeah,
because being too strict in the kitchen was, that's my excuse anyway.
Yeah.
But for the dial it in, I'm going to dial it in, get stuck in, and I'm going to actually track my protein.
Good.
And then
yeah,
work around
yeah,
the greens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing. But I felt, like I told you before, I did train in the past, so I have a bit of muscle there.
Yeah. Oh, you have, mate. Yeah,
from
solid.
Yeah, so where's for David Penny?
Di Penny, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But that's probably another factor of eating the greens, eating the drinking the water, eating loads of protein, clean protein. But I don't know what I'm saying. It's just, it's so simple. And if you say it and follow it and see, but I want to say this here right now. The community is by far the best ever.
Brilliant.
The banter, the fact that everybody's on the same journey. There's check-in, there's accountability, which is the big, massive,
yeah,
massive thing for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I went out and run a mile in 6 minutes. And then next thing you know, you're off to a boot camp and you can't touch your toes. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So, yeah, for me, as I told you the other day on the phone, if I had £1 million, I'd have give it to you for the community.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That would have been
yeah,
it. Like, so, if you know what I mean that way. And Anthony, big thanks to Anthony too, because he's spot on. I'm glad he grew the beard, because he's a bit rough looking without a beard, like, wasn't he?
So tell me what the goal is moving forward. Like, where do you want to take this? But we've got
the goal moving
plan,
forward is to,
which is 33 days, and then we're into Christmas. You're in my members club anyway, so
yeah,
you're good. What's where do you see yourself in 6 months now?
6 months, I would like to be 15 stone.
Ooh,
that's
yeah,
for your heart, really. You know that way, because if you're too big, you're going to
yeah,
fucking die early. And that's it. It doesn't matter
yeah,
if you're big muscle or a big
yeah,
thing. You're going to die early if you don't check it out. So 15 stone's a good. It's another 2 stone. Actually, the guys
yeah,
at work are all eating healthy now, because I am. Eating healthier, eating better calories, if you
yeah,
know what I mean. So, one guy is nearly a stone down already, and another is just him doing stuff for the personal trainer.
Fantastic.
So he's doing well. Yeah. So yeah, 2 stone, another 2 stone off. Don't care about abs; just care about being happy with the family.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing, to be honest.
And the thing is like, if you think your kids are 8, 7, and 6, they're like sponges. It's going to rub off, like you said.
Yes.
Your son's already training with you, like. All this new energy, all this new activity you can do with them. That's a
mm-hmm,
that you've got.
They react better with they react better with your energy rather than you being lazy, because when you're being lazy with them and tell them, oh, no, then they got fucking hyper and they go nuts, and then you can't control them because they're too mad.
Yeah.
And I find now more that I'm talking to them a lot more than I was before.
Yeah.
And that's down to just my brain being more awake and thing.
This is the interesting thing, right? People will, like, people might be watching this thing like, no, I want to lose weight, and they're looking for that quick fix. But people don't actually realize that when you do something like what we do, and it's no restriction, it's no diet pills or anything like this, it's just, you know, eating healthier, drinking more water, moving more.
Yeah.
Then at a point when you're ready, you track your calories and your protein. Like, you know, we didn't get you to do that initially. We're taking you on that journey. Is actually the weight loss becomes almost like a positive byproduct, but the energy, the clarity, the focus is the biggest gift. For me, I often say this, right? In 7 days,
If you could bottle that shit, you'd make a fortune.
I often say, if I can give you more energy in 7 days, if I can give a client more energy in 7 days, they're in, they're bought in. Because most people say, I want to lose weight. They don't realize they're going to feel this good. And I say to people, like, you should have energy. You shouldn't just wake up. Like, I'm 40 now. I wake up every day. I'm raring to go. And that's down to the life I live, you know, with basically everything I tell you. There's some days it's a little bit harder than others, but generally I have energy. And people are going, oh, he's a happy sod. And I'm like, well, if you live your life well, 80, 85, 90% of the time, this is how you're going to feel. And it radiates. Everything else improves. It's like I said this. Someone, is it your brother Stephen saying stop swearing or your cousin? the thing is, this is like I said this on last week. If I don't exercise, if I don't eat well, everyone else suffers. If I exercise and I eat well, I'm hydrated. Yeah. I'm a better dad. I'm better in business. I can deal with pressure better. I'm better to my missus. And so I can only imagine the massive changes, like, in yourself, because before you weren't doing any of this. You were like drinking
water. No, not at all. I had done the other day. I was a wee bit. It was fucking grumpy as fuck, basically. But then I done that there beat the bully challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
That you had set up. Jesus, and I smashed my time because it was aggressive in it. Yeah, you know that way.
Yeah.
And but see, when I come out of it, because my wife, she just walked past her, and I was like, you know, but
mine's so watching now as well. Get that curry in the oven.
So after that, there, I smashed my time. I felt brilliant after it. The sweat coming out of me, but see, the feeling again. It was back to bang. How's it going? Yeah. How's life? Come on, at me. You know that way.
I think that the magical thing about when you train is nothing can change in that 45 minutes, that half an hour, that hour. But if you get that intensity, you get that sweat, those feel-good endorphins, that's a real thing. That's not me trying to sell you something like that doesn't exist. That's a real thing. And you know, nothing changes in that hour in your life. You don't win the lottery. You don't, like, win a luxury cruise. But you just feel like a completely different person, right?
Yeah, you do. You go into that room as a C-U-N-T, and you come back out as a happy C-U-N-T, and that's basically what it is. And do you know what? It's just the way it is. And and before, I was like, oh, I'd want to go. See, I did go to the gym before, and they had all this, and then I had a bit of a bad patch, and the depression and all that there. Probably we're going to go into this conversation now, if you know what I mean.
Sure. It's up to you, my man. Yeah, I mean, I've been there. Yeah. You talk about it, buddy.
Yes, so we're going to go back to about 2005 here.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've talked about anything like this that's happened to me.
Mate, as long as you're sure. I mean, I know what you're going to say, but as long as you're sure.
Yeah, no, because if I talk about this, someone listening, maybe they'll get a bit of help or whatever is going down. So anyway, 2005, 2004, there's a bit of bad shit happened to me. Sure. We're going to talk about bad shit, as in I was sexually assaulted.
Wow.
And people watching here are going to be, what the fuck? Because I would kick the fuck out of a lot of people, no problem. You know, I can fight. And not to be a thing. But when I got attacked, I was frozen, helpless. I didn't know what was going on. you know, with my, I just didn't know what was going on.
Wow.
I was froze solid. I couldn't do anything, right? So anyway, I didn't tell nobody. Nobody knew until 2016. So I held that there for 10 years, not telling anybody what happened. Sometimes, you know, when your mates come in, tap you on the shoulder and say, "Hey, mate, what's crack?" I couldn't have people touching me, anything. I was ready to fucking, you know, like, I was like a, you know when you shake a bottle of Coke and you open the lid and it just goes,
yeah, shh. Sure.
Yeah, so that's the way inside my blood was boiling all the time.
Oh.
And I thought, yeah, don't think about it, it'll go away, it'll go away. But no, it never did. And it never has gone away. It's just the way it is. So a few years down the line, I moved from north of Ireland down to south of Ireland. Kind of people who know me will know the reasons and stuff like that. Set up a whole new life down there. Still had no friends around me then. So it was kind of isolated, but it wasn't isolated. And ended up in a relationship. That relationship had finished. That's where I got my firstborn child.
Sure.
Second relationship, I met, this is my wife. But when it came to the relationship, when that there stuff happened in 2005, I told someone at that point that I didn't love them. And that's because of I couldn't deal with what was going on in my life. So I moved on, moved away. So I thought, moving away, the fucking problem will go away. You know?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So it's like fucking Jeremy Kyle, isn't it? So living with Gosh at the time. Anyway, when it came, the point is, when I get good in a relationship, then the self-destruct goes off in my head and sure. I sabotage it. I start fighting. I started a thing, but I didn't know. I thought that was just me. I didn't know that this was underlying of what happened in my previous, just what happened to me. And so me and the ex had split up. Them, a little bit of a hangover, and we had a baby anyway. So met Gosha, now my wife. She, whenever I got to the self-destruct moment, she would talk to me. Instead of fighting.
Brilliant.
And this is very important because I didn't know. I was all, what the fuck? Why is she talking to me? Why is she not fighting me like everybody else? You know,
sure.
I was stepped back. And this is why I respect and love her to bits, because of what she done. There was one point when I was really, really low and I had Ben and Ran in the house. That's the two kids. And, well, the other one wasn't born yet. And because I was so low and separated and isolated and didn't talk to anybody about what happened. I actually had myself a wee plan for the wife to take the kids and then I would fuck off with the blue rope and a few pills, you know, just so if the rope didn't give me the pills would, because, you know, I was a fat cunt, so the rope might snap. But so I had to make a bit of light of the situation because now I'm 100% happy.
Sure.
Best time my life. Well, I had really good times in my life, you know, that way. But when you're in that dark place without talking to anybody, and this is the thing, you need to fucking talk to people.
Yeah.
AJ, he said that. We need to drop our ego. We need to talk more. We're not just burly men and we think. If you have a partner in life, it doesn't matter if it's man, woman, whatever, you talk to them and it's about everything. And it's hard. See, the first time I had to talk about the attack, I thought, you know, what's wrong with me? I'm gay. I don't know. You know, that way, I didn't know what was going on. Went to see some counselling. Nexus is actually the name of the counsellors. And we'd done a 17-week counselling.
Yeah.
And they said, no, this is normal. And when someone's there able to listen, because when you're talking to a stranger, as AJ pointed out,
yeah.
You don't give a fuck if they're going to judge you because you don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
You just want to talk
and
you get that shit out of your system. And once it came out of your system, it was like a, you know, fuck, I feel good here.
Yeah.
But it was quite an emotional part of my fucking life. But, and then for me to talk to it, first couple of weeks, I was, having to come out and talk about things. that happened and describe it and everything like that. And then it was all, but sure, this happened and this happened. The woman goes, listen, this motherfucker was a predator. And this is what happened to you, you know. But Jesus Christ, for someone having to tell you that it wasn't your fault and you did, you, for your head for 10 years thinking this was your fault that you got attacked.
Mm.
It's a whole, it's a fucking, it's like an elephant standing on your fucking head, if
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. It's
yeah.
just brutal. Oh, yeah. Then you hit the drugs and the drink and you think you're party life, but you're running away from everything, absolutely
sure.
running away from everything. And it comes back and haunts you in your relationships, your relationship with your kids, because you don't think you can hold them properly.
Sure.
You know, different things like this. But you can get through it if you talk. You don't need to fucking do anything drastic. And it is just the hurdle, the first hurdle of chatting about
yeah.
Anything is the first hurdle. Okay. And you can get a bit of banter now with the community, because
well, I'll tell you what, mate, you're really brave talking about that, and you know, you probably,
yeah,
you know, it might be somebody watching and that you've really helped with that, mate. That's I mean,
well, I hope so. That's yeah. what that's what it's about. It's about,
go on,
yeah. It was the CBT counseling there Monday for the first time ever,
yeah.
and she was explaining about the nutrition side as well.
Yeah.
Same principles as what you're saying, well, not the same because. We have more fun, but they were saying like your nutrition is the most underutilized antidepressant you can get. If you don't eat good, you're
yep.
gonna fucking fuck your head up more.
Yep.
And this is how simple is it?
Yep. Do you know what? Sort of switching the tracks there a little bit is like I've helped people with their nutrition. And they've gone mm-hmm. from literally thinking that they hated their job to actually going, I actually like it. I just realised I was a miserable bastard because I felt like shit all the time.
Yeah.
To liking their
yeah.
kids and their kids more. Going, well, I was just miserable because I felt shit. I wasn't actually, I'm, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything else is that much more fruitful, isn't it? Like you enjoy family life. You enjoy your work more because you feel better, right?
Yeah. It's true. And the thing is, when you do want to have that wee bad meal, you actually enjoy it, but you don't
yeah,
fucking
push through, yeah.
abuse it no
Moderation.
More. You don't abuse it at all.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing.
Yeah.
So,
it's moderation.
Sign up
You've
to Members Club, everybody.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they can't sign up to Members Club, but I'm going to put a link up for Dial It In. But look, buddy, let's sort of round up now. I mean, I'm really proud of you. It's an amazing
yep.
story, buddy. This is the reason
yeah.
I do this. Like, this is why I will never, ever fucking get bored of doing what I do, because we change lives. That's the biggest buzz.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it
and
is.
That's why I love the power of the internet so much. We've been able to reach you, help you. And you tonight are probably going to
yeah.
help so many people out there that could do with this. So listen, mate, I'm really proud of you. I want you to keep going. You've been an awesome member. You're a big character.
Yep. Yeah.
What would you say to anyone that's kind of like, they're feeling like they're in a bit of a rut and they want to change their life, what advice would you give to them?
To be honest, you have to think, be selfish, think for yourself. You need to fucking get your shit together, get on, just drink water, go to hydration, join a bit of fucking banter. Join. I spent the money so I knew I would do it. And this is the reason why. And
yeah.
I tell you now, if I would just fucking give you my PIN number and my card, and you go, work away, take what you want, because, no, really, this is it. This is, to be honest, you need to get off your ass and get on to something that you like. I remember once you said about the pain, you can have the pain the day after a workout, or you can have the pain of being a fat cunt.
Yeah.
For me, I couldn't handle being fat and not able to bend up no more. So
yeah.
I was thinking, no, I have to do this. Signed up in the members when it was an offer, and I tell you what, it was brilliant. Brilliant, best thing ever.
Brilliant.
Not
mate.
Even trying to sell and I'm 30 plus and
I'm
vegan and all this here shit. No, you just need to go and do it, and I would recommend it.
Brilliant.
You know what? you say you give someone the money back. If someone asked and they said they didn't like it, I would give them the money back because I'd say, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you. You're talking, you know.
Brilliant.
Thing.
Brilliant.
That's the way I am.
All right, mate.
I think it's money. Like, I would spend £19 on the Domino's, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
And you could spend £19 on the beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the one round, you know what I mean? And people would just. Fucking just swearing, trying not to swear is worse than swearing itself. So,
brilliant.
Just dive in. If you don't take the first step, you'll never take a first step. If you're going to fail, fuck it, try it again. Yeah. That's it.
Brilliant, mate.
That's what I think.
Kieran, I'm really, really proud of you, mate. It's been emotional. I'm going to leave you be now to spend the time with your family. I'm going to get home to my family. We'll share this. I'm sure it's going to get a lot of traction. You're a very brave man. I'm chuffed for your results, mate.
Yep.
And
this thanks is for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. It's very much just the beginning. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
See you at 7:30 tomorrow. Don't be late.
No, up at 7. I'll see you in the morning, dude. All right? All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Kieran Topman. I'll talk to you by 5 p.m. Keep trucking, guys.
Yep.
All the best, guys.
No worries. Cheers, bye. Buddy.